Yesterday, March 20th, was the feast day of Cuthbert, the patron saint of sea otters. Cuthbert was a 7th century Anglo-Saxon monk, hermit, and bishop. He was born near Melrose in what is today Scotland, but was then part of the Anglo-Saxon kingdom of Northumbria in northeast England. As a young shepherd, he had a vision. Gazing into the night sky, he saw the light of angels descending to earth and then returning to heaven, escorting, he believed, the soul of Saint Aidan, who had brought Celtic Christianity to England and had died that very night on the holy island of Lindisfarne. As a result of his vision, Cuthbert joined the nearby monastery and eventually became its prior. Following the Celtic pattern, he spent most of his time traveling the countryside on missionary journeys, spreading the gospel to remote villages. His generosity to the poor, when a nobleman gave him a horse, he promptly gave it away, as he preferred to walk among the people, and his gifts of healing and insight led people to call him the wonder worker of Britain. His piety and asceticism were complemented by his charm, with which he impressed royalty and nobility. When the king of Northumbria chose Roman church customs over Celtic ones, many Celtic Christians refused to change and returned to Scotland or Ireland. Cuthbert, however, despite being raised as a Celtic Christian, accepted the decision and was sent to Lindisfarne to convince the monks there to accept Roman customs. After 10 years as prior of Lindisfarne, converting the monks to the Roman way, Cuthbert yearned for a more contemplative life, and so he moved to a remote island inhabited only by birds. Indeed, it is now a bird sanctuary. When my husband and I visited the island, he was attacked by the gulls, because we were walking too close to their nests. I was too short. They just ignored me. The rocky island appears in the Reverend Mary Thorpe's icon. Here, Cuthbert embraced a life of great austerity. According to his biographer, the Venerable Bede, Cuthbert would stand waist-deep in the North Sea, singing psalms during his nightly prayer vigils. My favorite story tells of how 2 sea otters would come to warm and dry his feet with their breath and fur. That's how he became the patron saint of otters. He loved the natural world and all its creatures. He befriended the birds, giving them his protection from hunters and sharing his meals with them. But after 10 years as a hermit, with only seals and seabirds for company, he learned that the clergy wanted to make him a bishop. He was extremely reluctant, but even the king insisted. The one compromise Cuthbert requested was to remain in the Farne Islands, so he became the first bishop of Lindisfarne. He died only 2 years later and was buried on the island. But the story of his life and travels wasn't over. Nearly 2 centuries later, the Vikings invaded the island, and the monks fled, carrying Cuthbert's coffin with them. They traveled for several years seeking a safe place to settle, until they came to a dramatic site on a high rocky cliff, almost entirely surrounded by a river. The horse-drawn cart bearing the coffin became stuck in the mud, and the monks took this as a sign that Cuthbert had found his final resting place. So they built a little church of tree boughs. This refuge eventually became the city of Durham. Soon after the Norman conquest, a monumental Romanesque cathedral was built, and Cuthbert's relics were moved to a shrine behind the high altar. Astonishingly, his body is still there, interred under a plain marble slab, having survived Henry VIII's destruction of monasteries and shrines. Parts of the original wooden coffin from 700 AD are exhibited at Durham Cathedral, a rare survival of Anglo-Saxon wood carving. Inside the casket, they found a gold Saxon cross with garnets, probably buried with Cuthbert when he died. Plus, an extremely rare set of 10th century vestments of Byzantine silk adorned with Anglo-Saxon embroidery. This was an offering from King Æthelstan, the first king of all England, when he came on pilgrimage to Cuthbert Shrine. Æthelstan was the grandson of Alfred the Great, of the royal house of Wessex, the West Saxons. When he became the king of all England, Æthelstan made a point of devotion to Cuthbert to unify the country, since the Saxons were from the southwest and Cuthbert from the northeast. 2 years ago, English Heritage unveiled a new memorial to mark Cuthbert's burial site on the island of Lindisfarne, 500 years after the original was destroyed. He's still revered.